Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times...
That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Even when times get rough, you've had enough. You still got to try. That's the Small Business Anthem. I don't think the Atlanta Rhythm Section thought of it like that when they made that song, but that's how I feel about it. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the author of the outstanding books on profit, many of them, including Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. You can find out more about how his books and he can help you with your sustainability, with your profitability. businesspro.us. I'm sorry, ProfitPro. ProfitPro.us. Why did I say that? ProfitPro.us. So check that out, folks. And of course, you can find out all the things that Steve has talked to us about on our website. He's got a very robust suite of resources that he's helped us with. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about profitable customers or not, right?
Yes, Jim. Yeah, we were kind of talking about the fact that the unfortunate fact is that there are some thieves out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a chain of local furniture stores here in town, and one of my clients wanted to do business with them, and we did a little research, and someone said, well, you know, they're a little slow to pay. Well, that was the most they said, but the reality was that 18 months later, they were bankrupt.
Yeah.
And left their creditors hanging. Well, mm-hmm. Within 9 months, they were back in business under another name.
Right.
And 18 months after that, they were bankrupt again, leaving their creditors hanging.
Right.
So that's
there are people that if they worked as hard doing the right thing as they do scamming people, they could make more money, but they're not wired that way, are they?
No, these people were obviously wired to steal what they could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
But most customers who we get upside down with are not that way. Most people are just desperate people doing desperate things sometimes, aren't they?
I think so, and I'm not sure these people started out to be the way they were, but they sure persisted. You know, the second time around is when you knew that.
Right, but as small businesses, you know, Steve, you've heard me say this before. You know this for yourself. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. We can't take a hit like that, like we could get ourselves into. You've got to be careful, folks. If you go into business, if you enter into a relationship with someone, a business relationship, and the first thing that's always on our mind, Steve, is how much am I going to charge them? How big is this sale going to be? If you don't balance that attitude with how much money can I make and what are the implications that could cause me to not make that much money, if you don't go into it balancing those equities, then you're not a mature business owner, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think what you're really saying is the risk reward ratio.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, there's a downside potential for every deal we do, no matter how good it is. There is, it's more than zero. The downside risk mm-hmm. is more than zero.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to balance it. I think that's great advice, Jim. And the eternal optimist, as you say, the pathological optimist that we are as small business people, can back us right into a corner.
But we're motivated. We're trained. We're most of us grew up in most small business owners had some sales background. You know, I did, and you know, if you go all the way back, somebody you took a job somewhere, and they said, okay, what are these customers, and get as much business as you can. So we're all hardwired early on to grow the top line, to go out and get sales, and let the owners, let the management deal with the profitability part, and then we start our own businesses, and sometimes that just continues on, and now you're the one that's responsible for profitability. And if you don't balance those two things, then you're going to wind up making bad decisions, including bad customers.
Yep, and that's the point. Not all business is good business.
Mm-hmm. So I got about a minute left, Steve. Actually, about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Yeah, the last thoughts are if you've got a gut feeling, you know, that's that gut feeling that things may not go the way you want, you better do some more research and maybe not take on that business, not make that sale.
Yeah, well said. Smart advice, folks. Take that advice from our good buddy Steve Martin. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always.
It's my pleasure. Always glad to be with you, Jim.
Come back again soon. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. ProfitPro.us. You got to check out that website. I promise you, you will thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.